Whatever your game, get playing with the casino experts at GrosvenorCasinos.com. Grosvenor Casinos, it's entertainment time. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply, gamblerware.org.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the UEFA Champions League.
Who's going to get on the end of it? Who wants it more? Magnificent. Wonderful goal.
Liverpool versus Leverkusen, live from 6:30 p.m. It's on Prime.
The new £5 meal deal from McDonald's. Get a cheeseburger or mayo chicken, medium fries, four McNuggets and a medium soft drink for guess what? That's right, £5. Yeah. It's not called the £5 meal deal for nothing. From 11 a.m. Not available on delivery. Carbonated soft drink upgrade fees apply. Participating restaurants subject to availability.
When you need a Nick Junior rescue, just yell for help. No matter the danger.
I'm ready for a rough, rough rescue.
Whoever's in need.
Paw Patrol to the lookout.
We've got the pup.
Big truck, air rescue, mighty pups, aqua pups, ring fraction rider, sir.
For the job.
All paws on deck.
From the deep sea to dinos. From the roads to the skies.
Paw Patrol is on.
Paw Patrol are always ready for action. I'm Nick Junior.
There's a new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Rayo, download it for free now.
Or stay here for the latest news. Next.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Sophie Merrick. Detectives are continuing to question six teenagers after a 13-year-old girl was stabbed in East Yorkshire. She was found with life-threatening injuries in Hesel yesterday morning. Almost 4 months after Rishi Sunak announced he was stepping down as leader of the Conservatives, his successor will be announced later this morning. Robert Jenrick and Kemi Badenoch are the final two left standing. Weather warnings are in place across eastern Spain for heavy rain just days after flash floods killed more than 200 people. A clean-up operation is continuing this morning. And an iPhone adapter that could be used to rule out throat cancer is being piloted in the NHS. It involves plugging in a tiny camera and could cut the amount of time patients need to wait before getting the all clear from doctors.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Former Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag says his dream to bring more silverware to Old Trafford has come to an end. He's been thanking fans for their support as sporting head coach Ruben Amorim takes over. Arsenal are hoping to get their Premier League title challenge back on track as they head to Newcastle this lunchtime. The Gunners are without a win in their last three top flight games. Leaders Manchester City go to Bournemouth, but if they don't get a win, Liverpool could take the top spot with victory over Brighton. Tonight's Celtic and Aberdeen will battle it out for a place in the Scottish League Cup final. And the pressure's on for England's cricketers later. They need to win their second one-day international against the West Indies to keep the three-game series alive.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo. The new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
Another cloudy day with the odd patch of drizzle, feeling mild in any brighter spells. It's remaining dull as we head into this evening too. Highs today of 14 degrees.
Show
with John Richardson.
Hello and welcome along to Absolute Radio. It's John Richardson here again with the wonderful Angela Barnes. I trust you had a wonderful Halloween, happy almost bonfire night, whatever this is. It's like the bit between Christmas and New Year, but bleaker, I think, isn't it? Because the darkness is really setting in now. And those of us that were smug a while back about how I actually quite like the winter have had a week of wanting to hibernate and go to bed at 4 p.m. and have been forced to reflect on our decisions. But we will bring you some joy between now and 11 a.m. guaranteed. So it's John Richardson here on Absolute Radio, as I said, back with Angela Barnes. Hello there.
Hello, John. How you doing?
I'm very well. How was your Halloween?
Spooky.
Yeah?
No, it wasn't really. It sort of passes me by because I live on a third floor flat, so no one knocks on our door. No one
That's a dream, isn't it?
Yeah,
you haven't got kids and you don't want to get involved. Get up with the squirrels.
Yeah. No kids and their parents are climbing stairs for a mini Mars bar. Do you know what I mean? They're just not bothered.
We're on a street, you know, a normal street with houses either side. But I'm so loathed in the area that it's basically like being on a flat. People just don't come around because I'm just creepy old man.
Are you the house where they scuttle by and go, that's where that weird one lives?
Yeah, not that one. He'll take your sweets.
That's it, yeah.
I learnt sleight of hand. He looks like he's dropping sweets in, but actually he's giving you Palmer violets and he's taking your swizzle along.
I remember when I was a teenager, because we didn't really do trick or treat when we were kids, did we? It wasn't really a thing. Or maybe you're a bit younger than me, so maybe a bit. But
yeah, I'm young and hip. I'm Gen Z, so don't talk
Gen
to me like
Gen Z. You wish. Well, as a Gen Xer, I know when I was a kid and we had our first ever trick or treaters, and they rang our doorbell. My mum answered the door. And she didn't really know what it meant, and she thought they were offering her a trick or treat. So she just went, oh, treat, and took one of their sweets and shut the door.
Yes. So that's it. And then they never came round again.
Never again.
Except to dump toilet roll over your house. So I hope you had a wonderful Halloween as well. Halloween, of course, has passed, as has last week's show. This is the tidiest show on radio. Not the cleanest, I'm not going to say that, but I will say it's the tidiest. So let's tidy up anything that was hanging over from last week. If you didn't hear last week's show, you haven't managed to download the podcast, here's basically what you missed.
Not that I haven't stopped loving donkeys. I've got a thing about donkeys. I love donkeys, but I've got a small house. I stand by those things.
Yeah, I think it's fair enough. Yeah. I think it's fair enough. We only mentioned heavy petting very briefly, as is our wont at this time of the morning, but it did touch a nerve.
Hi, John. I was listening to the show last week and I thought about an ongoing debate me and my husband have. When discussing the swimming topic, you mentioned heavy petting, and we have an ongoing debate about whether the sign at the swimming bath said no heavy petting or no petting. I'm of the opinion that the sign said no petting, because it seems ridiculous that they were allowed petting so long as it's not heavy. But my husband is adamant that it was no heavy petting. What are your thoughts, and can you clear this up for us? Thanks.
Is this a debate you want to get into in breakfast radio? I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're getting beyond Tic Tacs.
We are, we really are.
I was sure it was heavy petting until she said no petting, and then I thought that does sound more right, actually. So she managed to convince me in the course of that message.
Did you have at your swimming pool, it was like little drawn cartoon sign? It must have just been petting, because they wouldn't have drawn heavy petting on there.
How do you imply heaviness?
Exactly. Just like a sort of cartoon Acme ton weight next to some people having a little kiss. I don't know.
I'm picturing myself now, because it's one of those things that I think you hear so much that you just assume you had one. I don't even remember there being one at my swimming pool. And yet I can imagine a little six-year-old me stood by a sign for no heavy petting in my little brown swim shorts saying, chances be a fine thing.
Did you have your badges sewn onto them?
I didn't get any badges, mate. Awful swimmer. I'm a land mammal. It's, you know, very
fair
proud
enough
of it.
Fair enough. And I'm pretty sure where you live is landlocked, so it'd be fine.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't even drink pints of water, just in case. Small cups. Now, officially at the John Richardson Show, we haven't endorsed either candidate in the US election because we want to be professional, impartial and serious.
The biggest night of comedy.
Biggest crowds ever.
I've been to other gigs. They were small.
Moving in on Matt Ford's territory there.
I think he needs to watch his back. That was one of the best Trumps I've heard.
I'll take it. Right, that's next week's clip ready. Trump impression, actually. Maybe I won't clip that up. It sounds like I've done something.
It does sound like you've done something terrible in the studio.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can email john@absoluteradio.co.uk. So I'll tell you what, your third floor, no kids. I am very much in the school age kids territory. We went big on Halloween.
Did you?
Yeah, we trick or treated two areas. So we trick or treat around our house. Then we get in the car and we drive to an area. It's a bit like a heist. We drive to an area that we know to be better for sweets. I'm not going to name names. There is somebody in our area who hands out grapes. Is that...
What?
Vibe.
What yeah. sort yeah. of yeah. sick, kid-hating person hands out grapes on Halloween?
I mean, you could argue, of course, that they love kids and they want them to be healthy and happy.
There's time for healthy and happy kids.
That's not what the kids are arguing.
No, and that's not on Halloween, yeah. is it? You want little fun-sized sweets.
Absolutely. So we all dress up, we double area, and then I, my daughter wanted a specific toy to go around with her that comes from Build-A-Bear. I'm going to guess you've never been to a Build-A-Bear.
I have a Build-A-Bear.
Do you?
I have a little Build-A-Bear that was actually a gift from an ex. But and I did take out, I undid it and took out because he'd recorded his voice and put it in it. And that's creepy after you've split up. So I've taken that out, but I've still got the bear.
I thought you were going to say you took out the heart. That would have been the even worse gesture. When he dumped me, I unstitched the heart and burned it. So my daughter asked for this toy as a surprise. I went to Build-A-Bear on my own as an adult male. It was a very unpleasant experience for me.
Isn't the whole point that the kid gets to see the bear and kiss the heart and put it in the bear and all of that stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't do that bit. There is, I think there's like a side channel for the lone male where, I tell you what, I've walked in with my daughter before and you get a bit of time. You walk in there on your own in a big raincoat and you will be approached very quickly to ask if you need any help. And I said, yes, I would like the axolotl, please, the green axolotl. And she said, shall I just give you the display one? And I'll tell you what, it was efficient. It was the most efficient purchase I've made this year, I'll tell you that.
Did they not even give you the option to kiss the heart and put it in yourself? You might have wanted to do that, and they took that away from you.
They did take that away, yeah. No smells in there. We didn't have any of the smells. We didn't have any of the hearts. We just had a simple outfit, and it was 40 quid.
I don't know how to put this, John, but you could have just gone and bought a teddy bear. You didn't have to go through the rigmarole of building it if the child wasn't there. You could just tell her that it was built at Build-A-Bear.
No, it's got the thing on the foot. They know what they're doing. I shall have my vengeance in this life or the next. I'll tell you what will calm you down if you've had a freaky Halloween week is not only poetry, which soothes the savage soul, poetry about scented candles is coming up.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
The following message is brought to you by Absolute Radio and Airbnb.
Hi, it's Leona, rock DJ, mum, and also Airbnb host. When my two eldest children moved out to go to university, we had a bit of spare room in the house. And with Airbnb, we can now make the most of that space when we go away. It's so easy. And I love that whenever we go on holiday, we can make some extra money to help pay for the trip by hosting people at our home while we're travelling. Becoming an Airbnb host means making the most of my home when I'm not in it, so I can go away with real peace of mind knowing it's hard at work for me. Wherever you live, there's always someone looking for a place to stay, whether they're visiting family, or on business, or taking a short break. And the best part is how easy hosting is. You can choose when you want to host and for how long. It's a great and simple way to make a bit of extra cash. Even if it's just one room in your house or an entire place, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.co.uk/host.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy.
I'm glad to be part of your company now. I've heard about it and then people coming out on the radio and saying about it. It sounded genuine.
Oh, we're really glad to have you as well.
Octopus Energy, outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
The moustache is calling. For years, people around the world have been united by the power of the moustache.
This Movember, unite to take on mental health, suicide, prostate and testicular cancers. Come together, grow together, raise funds, save lives. Change the face of men's health. Sign up at Movember.com.
Dad, why do pom bears have a smile?
Because people tell them jokes.
Okay, you get a pom bear if you tell a good joke.
All right. What color socks do bears wear?
I don't know.
None, because they have bear feet.
I don't think that makes the bears smile.
One for trying?
No.
Put a little pom in your day.
Hooray!
Pom bears, now come in cheese flavor.
Critics are raving. Transformers 1 is an instant classic. 5 stars.
Yeah!
One of the best Transformers movies in decades.
Everyone ready?
Woo! Yeah.
Thrilling action and gorgeous animation.
That's what I'm talking about.
A feast for the eyes and a breath of fresh air.
Transform and roll out.
Transformers 1 is spectacular.
We are more than meets the eye.
Transformers 1 in cinemas now. Available in 3D and 4DX.
The Volkswagen Drive Electric sale is here, featuring the ID3, ID4, and ID5.
Did you?
That's the sound of drivers powering up and enjoying our supercharged offers, all with an extra £1,000 off, plus a free OMI home charger with standard installation. Experience the electrified world of Volkswagen. Sale must end 18th of November for delivery by end of year. UK 18 plus retail customers only. T's and C's apply. £1,000 including VAT saving to on the road stock vehicles price. Subject to eligibility.
Sounds like someone's lowered prices with their Tesco Club card. Like Aero Chocolate Mousse and Nestle Milky Bar Mousse 4 packs. Now £1 down from £1.90. With Tesco Club card, everyone can feel the to lower prices. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores ends 12th of November. Club card or app required.
He's done 8 hours, 10 cats does countdown. Now, John Richardson does radio. This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
The only way to settle this, we decided, was a challenge for both. The challenge was to write a poem about scented candles, a perfect gift for me, if you're wondering, with Christmas around the corner, as a, quite frankly, rancid-smelling man. so let's start this battle with what I was going to say, reigning champion or last week's successful gladiator. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you. Very great to be back with you.
How's your week been off the back of last week's successful poem?
Well, I've had lots of positive messages from my family and friends that I shared the words with, and they're all eager to listen to today's little number.
Well, I mean, you're now, I feel that was such a slick introduction that you're actually now threatening to take my job as well. I'm a little bit intimidated, but you're now teeing up your poem as well. But it's fine, Joe, it's fine. It's just, you don't even need to change the email address, just knock the N off the end. You've got your own absolute email address as well. So here we go, Joe. Let's hear your work.
To a glowing scented candle, the response is often, ooh, unless it pongs of something else from the bottom of your shoe. Vanilla being a popular first, how we love a glowing flicker. But I'm not sure why some feel the need for those resembling liquor. Cupcake and salted caramel, some smells just can't be beaten. But these aren't scents to burn alive, they're goodies to be eaten. A crackle wick with sound effects, waxy fragrance in a jar. Yet still no sign of a tic-tac whiff, do they not know who you are? My favourite, as was said last week, basil mandarin and lime, which smells so good and fits in well with this week's words of rhyme.
See, Angela nodding away. Taking notes there, I think.
I was
Angela.
Impressed. Oh. I was very impressed. And I very much agree. Don't give me a candle that smells of cake. Don't give that to a big girl. No. Give me a cake. That's just me.
To set fire to.
To set fire to, exactly.
I'll tell you what, there was a lot of callbacks in there, which, as a comic, I'm always end on a callback. The tic-tac line, wonderful. I tell you what, do they not know who you are? Bit of an ego boost for me.
Yeah, you really played to John's personality there with that, I think. You knew what you were doing there, Joe.
I am now in a position to reveal that listening live to that poem, and for her immediate feedback, previous resident poet Tracy, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Tracy.
What did you think? You can set the tone for how this goes now, Tracy. You can be nice about Joe's work, and this can be all about art and its power to influence, or you can really, you know, sink the teeth in.
I loved Joe's poem last week, and I loved it this week as well. I think they're really good. And I'm quite...
My lover's got humour. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. Should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the
So, Tracy, a moment ago you offered to take down Joe. I say you offered. You were goaded into by myself. How have you been? How was it last week listening into Joe's work and not being able to do anything about it?
It was really surreal. I was just making a coffee and then suddenly heard a poem about myself on the radio. And I thought, wow, this is great.
So you were set the challenge this week. Now, you know I love your work. You did fail the last time I set you a clear challenge to use the word landlord. Yeah. You not only didn't do it, you challenged me on air and said that you weren't going to do the things I asked. Have you written a poem about scented candles this week, or have you gone off-piste?
Well, I have written a poem about scented candles. I'm not a fan of them in my house. They're more of a necessity than a luxury in my house, and hopefully my poem will explain why.
My house smells like cheese, but not the nice kind. The smell of a camembert that time left behind. An overripe brie lost behind the settee. A Stilton with veins that smells worse than the drains. A Gouda with odour. An overmature cheddar. It comes from my dog. He's an ageing old fella. His aroma is killer. No match for vanilla. Basil or mandarin could never overpower him. This really gets on my wick. His scent makes me sick. But I love the fairy beast with his soft notes of yeast. I conclude there's no scent of a candle powerful enough to handle the olfactory shock of a mouldy old block of cheese. P.S. John, whilst I'm here to defend my position, you should know that I feel a sense of derision. I'm intensely incensed and want recompense. Reinstate me. You know it makes sense.
Wow.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, I can smell that dog, can't you, John?
Yeah, well, do you know what I was thinking while I was listening to that? Is poetry and art is all about things that make you feel, and that really made me feel sick.
Yeah. What, the soft notes of yeast? That's what did it for me.
It's the yeast. Yeah, it's the yeast. Thank you both so much. I can't, honestly, it's such a pleasure, because I know you put the work in the week and everything. It's such a pleasure to have those played out.
It's been really fun. It's been really fun. Yeah.
It has been really good fun, and I'm looking forward to the next challenge.
Oh, that was a gauntlet being laid down, wasn't it? Did you hear that, John?
That was, wasn't it? There needs to be a discussion between Angela and I, obviously, off the back of this week. I'm what you call a coward, so I'm not going to do that while you're listening. I'm frightened. So I will thank you both for your time, and we will speak to, I mean, one, either, or both of you in the weeks to come.
John Richardson. John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
Tries to cut across and then slices it just wide of the post.
Have they done enough?
Can they pull it out the back?
Does the ref have a clue? When you're shouting at the screen, blow your whistle.
There's no feeling like live TV.
However you watch, a TV licence is your must-have pass to over 400 live TV channels, with all those edge-of-the-seat moments we love to share. To find out more, search TV licence.
I am a dull presentation in a dull office. I am forgettable, boring, and everywhere.
And I am a Canva presentation for a big, shiny business deal. I am clear, confident, and bold.
I'm a Canva presentation for a charming soiree, elegant, graceful, like a nice cup of tea on a lovely afternoon.
Me, I'm like a Canva prezzo for a trendy campaign, so hot, so now, so viral.
Choose from thousands of designed presentation templates on Canva. Design against dull.
When winter hits, some don't have what it takes, but Toolstation customers weather the storm. You don't let up, you get up and go. Perfector of pipes, finesser of fittings. Some people merely fix boilers, but you bring the heat. Where others switch off, you solder on. And with Toolstation, you've got everything you need to conquer the cold this winter. Shop in store, online, or on the app. Toolstation, for a job done right.
You wanted me, boss?
Yes, you've met my daughter. She's come to open a bank account.
Have I?
And make sure you give her the good one.
Do we have a good one?
But, Dad, I'm with Nationwide now.
What? Why?
It just feels good to bank somewhere owned by its members, rather than someone like you.
Oh, this is all too much. It spritz me.
Rosewater or scented kiwi?
Both.
Because we're owned by our members, we put members first.
Nationwide, a good way to bank.
This bonfire night at Asda, shop our low-noise fireworks, like the Kaleidoscope, the Starlight 12-pack and the Galaxy 4-pack, just £7 each. Or mix and match with two for £12. And shop all the usual big loud ones too. Woo! Plus our gold sparklers for just 50p a pack and our giant sparklers for £1 per pack. Make it a spectacular night. Asda, that's more like it. Challenge 25, no ID, no sales. Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Excludes Asda Express and Northern Ireland.
Introducing Hive Ecotech.
Is that a new dance music genre?
Not quite. It's home energy technology that's kinder for the planet and your wallet.
Music to my ears, but like what?
Like a home EV charger that charges your car while you sleep.
Hmm.
Or a smart thermostat that changes your home temperature intuitively.
Really?
Or even solar panels that turn sunshine into lower bills.
Now there's a bright idea.
Oh, I really should have thought of that one. Welcome to Hive, Ecotech for every home.
I'm Nick Junior.
For car insurance, you can rely on NFU Mutual. We pay out on 99% of car insurance claims with no quibble. And if you're hit by an at-fault, uninsured driver, your no-claims discount is protected. Conditions apply. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. No wonder we're a Which? Recommended car insurance provider, February 2024. For quality car insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
Win a quarter of £1 million.
If you win the cash this week, you can be a screamer. Or you can do a Catherine wheel, which is like a cartwheel but on the radio.
Enter now. Text WIN to 81215. Text costs £2.50 plus your standard network rate. Enter at absoluteradio.co.uk. Online entries cost £2.50. Or call 0330 880 4594. Calls charged at the standard rate. Over 18s only.
All the rules for this radio network competition are on our website.
Lines close on Friday the 8th of November at 5pm.
Plus, it's a guaranteed winner, so someone will have the cash in their bank account the same day.
You could win a quarter of £1 million.
How'd you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
You're listening to John Richardson and Angela Barnes here on Absolute Radio. Shell-shocked, really. Poetry slammed into the ground by the first double poem week. I don't know what to do.
I didn't expect to be so moved, John. You know, that they were both obviously passionate and really want it. Poems about scented candles, which I'm not a fan of, scented candles. I didn't realise they could move me so much. There were the amazing callbacks from Joe, but then Tracy really painted a picture. We both felt we were there in a room with her smelly dog.
Yeah, I think to have the bravery to open a poem with "My house stinks of cheese."
Yeah, yeah. Because I don't know about you, John, my mind went to a lot of places before it landed on her dog.
Yeah, the dog was a real reveal. Yeah. Could have done with coming in earlier, the dog.
Yeah. And some great couplets there. His aroma's a killer, no match for vanilla. Come on.
Yeah. But then Joe brought Tic Tacs in. That was the moment I really, that was the smell I could smell. And it did excite me, the thought of a empty Tic Tac box smelling candle.
That's going to override everything for you, isn't it, John? The empty Tic Tac box.
It's that northern accent, isn't it? One shouldn't say it, but just when you're talking about cakes and vanilla and stuff and you do it in a Yorkshire accent.
It's very comforting.
I think what I will do, with your permission, next week, I need some time to process my emotions.
Right, sure.
They move very slowly. I think next week, to give Tracy and Joe a week off, I will write a poem for Tracy and Joe, thanking them for their work so far.
Brilliant.
And issuing my suggestions for what we do going forward.
I think that's the perfect response. That is, And then they can then choose to do with that what they will.
Okay, excellent. And if it's the limerick that ends my career, then so be it. I've had a great time and I was ready to go. And for at least seven more days, this is John Richardson on Absolute Radio.
When she was
Coming up in the next hour, more on the Tic Tac debate, and I'm very delighted to reveal it will be our first ever international Saturday smugness.
Are getting shorter, the nights are getting longer, and everything's getting colder. So level up your winter nest with a trip to IKEA and get a £20 voucher to use on your next visit when you spend over £100 in store as an IKEA family member. IKEA, the wonderful everyday. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Find out more at ikea.co.uk.
At Tesco Mobile, that Black Friday feeling lasts longer. Get the iPhone 15 with a bright and dynamic display for just £31.99 a month with club card prices. Plus, you'll get a frozen contract and more club card points for even more value, helping to turn Black Friday into Black Friday. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
And 2nd of December, club card and 36-month credit agreement required. Frozen for contract duration. Terms at tescomobile.com/terms.
The new £5 meal deal from McDonald's. Get a cheeseburger or mayo chicken, medium fries, four McNuggets and a medium soft drink for guess what? That's right, £5. Yeah! It's not called the £5 meal deal for nothing. From 11 a.m. Not available on delivery. Carbonated soft drink upgrade fees apply. Participating restaurants subject to availability.
We're a nation mad about pets. Especially at Christmas. We buy festive jumpers for dogs, wrap presents for cats, even buy advent calendars for hamsters. You do anything and everything for your pets. And a pet's at home, so do we. From festive toys and treats to stocking fillers. We've got everything you need to make this the best Petsmas ever. Check out our Christmas range in-store, online or via the app. Pets at home. We're all for pets. Subject to availability.
I've heard it's now free to sell on eBay. And it's got me thinking. Maybe I should sell my road bike that hasn't seen a road in over 2 years. And that lamp that, in hindsight, definitely looked better in Bali. And this gorgeous dress that needs someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe. Which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
Canva's Magic Write can improve any dull piece of work. Canva's Magic Write turns dismal diction into spellbinding sentences. Canva's Magic Write sprinkles enchanting inscriptions into dull documents. Canva's Magic Write turns dull drafts into salient soliloquies. Dull words designed convincing, eloquent, compelling, poetic with Canva AI tools. Canva. Design against dull.
Hola! Einstein here, just out tucking into tackles and the best business advice with my friend, Deborah Madden.
Because much like a recipe, in business, you've got to get the basics right.
Indeed, and a smart meter can help you track your energy use and costs over time. Oh, I think I miscalculated the hot sauce.
So, that's more control of your business budgeting, at least.
Search Get a Smart Meter for Business today. Eligibility may vary. Consumer action required.
Live radio and exclusive playlists, all on your phone with Rayo. Download for free now. If you'd prefer to hear the news, you're in luck. It's next.
I'm here with Charlie Bigham. What's cooking, Charlie?
My classic fish pie, made with succulent salmon and delicately smoked haddock, smothered with bechamel and parsley sauce, and all topped off with the richest, butteriest mash and a golden mature cheddar topping.
You had me at succulent.
An unbeatable classic. Cheers.
Delicious. Tastes like home.
You know you don't actually live here, right?
Charlie Bigham's.
Handmade in my kitchen. Cooked in yours.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Sophie Merrick. Rescue efforts are continuing in Spain this morning after flash flooding killed over 200 people in the east of the country. Weather warnings are in place for more heavy rain in the Balearic Islands, Barcelona and Valencia. With 3 days left until Americans head to the polls, both presidential candidates have held rallies in a key swing state. They've been taking place just miles apart from each other in Wisconsin overnight. We'll find out who'll be the next leader of the Conservative Party later. It's between Kemi Badenoch and Robert Jenrick. And an iPhone adapter that could be used to check whether someone has throat cancer is being trialled on the NHS. It's hoped it'll cut the amount of time patients need to wait before getting the all clear.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Former Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag says his dream to bring more silverware to Old Trafford has come to an end. He's been thanking fans for their support as sporting head coach Ruben Amorim takes over. Arsenal are hoping to get their Premier League title challenge back on track as they head to Newcastle this lunchtime. The Gunners are without a win in their last three top flight games. Leaders Manchester City go to Bournemouth, but if they don't get a win, Liverpool could take the top spot with victory over Brighton. Tonight's Celtic and Aberdeen will battle it out for a place in the Scottish League Cup final. And the pressure's on for England's cricketers later. They need to win their second one-day international against the West Indies to keep the three-game series alive.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo. The new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
Another cloudy day with the odd patch of drizzle, feeling mild in any brighter spells. It's remaining dull as we head into this evening too. Highs today of 14 degrees.
Oh, John Richardson.
John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Soaks you to the bone.